Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Adam Cunningham and Chris Sweeney. They are with the band at Carbon High School. And it's not just a regular band. This time of year, it turns into a marching band. And we're going to talk about some of the history of the Carbon High Band and some of the ways that you can maybe help out the band. And these guys are doing great things up there. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in and talking with us today. We appreciate it.
Well, good to be here.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, let's talk a little bit about some of the background history of the Carbon High Band, if we shall.
Well, the recent history is we are back into our fourth year of doing competing with the marching band. So we do our halftime shows, go travel around the state, do the competition. So that's in the recent history is back, brought it back. It's our fourth year of competing.
And you guys go pretty much, most of them are, you go all over the state really to compete as a marching band. You've got some up in Payson. You go to, wherever, really. Let's list them down really quick. Where do you guys go?
Our main competitions that we go to with the band are Payson. Mm-hmm. We go up to Harriman.
There we go.
Pleasant Grove. Yeah, Pleasant Grove, Salt Lake area. Last year we went up to Davis. And then at the very end of the season, we actually compete at Dixie Staten. And
that's the Red Rocks competition in St. George. And that's pretty much state marching band, basically, is what they're calling it, correct?
That is the state competition. You go into that. You go seated based on average of your scores leading into that. So you go in ranked and seated, and you compete for a state or state championship.
Now, this year, you guys have got a little bit of a reason to smile when it comes to competing. And in the past, it maybe has been a little skewed when you go to compete at marching band tournaments. Let's talk a little bit about that and let people know what's been going on.
Well, in the past, when you go and compete in the classification system, it works much like a sport. You have the competition aspect. There were originally five classifications, and you would go in ranked kind of according to your band size. So if you were a small school with a larger band, you'd be in a higher classification. Or if you were a large school with a smaller band program, you'd be in a lower classification. Well, we've grown the program over the last 4 or 5 years. We've grown from 23 kids all the way up towards about 75 kids. So we've had some good growth. Well, that puts us in those higher classifications. Well, as a rural school, with a smaller community, you don't have some of the benefits that you would kind of, and when you have more population, like being near other universities that maybe have students that are going into instrumental music and being able to do lessons with the kids. Maybe funding's a little easier in a larger population. So this year we have the great benefit of they've redone the classifications, and we now go according to school size. So we actually compete against legitimate 3A schools, so the likes of Delta and North Sam Pete and schools like that. So we're really excited about that. We feel like it's a little bit more fair for our program and for rural schools as a whole.
So let's talk a little bit, and I know you're the one that's spearheading it, so I'm going to keep you on, and we're going to pick on you for a minute. Let's talk a little bit about the fundraising opportunity that you guys have right now.
Well, going on right now, of course, we always welcome donations. If anybody ever wants to donate to the program, we gladly accept. It just helps us reach our goals and where we want to go. Currently, we're working on a t-shirt sale, and we had this idea to design a t-shirt for any type of Carbon High School event. In fact, we call it a game day t-shirt, because we know teams like the football team and the cheerleading squad and drill and even quiz bowl have competition days where they go and they perform or compete against other schools. We wanted a t-shirt that was designed to celebrate all aspects of Carbon High that anybody could wear at any time, even in the community. Maybe it's a baseball game day, and maybe some bank tellers at a particular bank want to all have their tellers all in one shirt. Maybe, you just want to wear that shirt around town and show off your Carbon High Dino pride. We wanted a shirt that did that. So currently we have a shirt sale going on right now. It's strictly online. The shirts cost $20, and the proceeds go to the band program because we need definitely some help getting some equipment and props for our field show this year. Our field show is a pretty special one, and I'm sure you'll hit that here shortly, but we're excited about it.
Okay, and so what we'll do is we'll get the link on as and let you guys know about that, so you can go on and order these shirts. I've seen the shirts. They can go and look at them. You've got them on your Facebook page, do you not?
We do.
And so what's that Facebook page if people want to look at them?
Carbon Hide Dino Bands.
Okay, go on and look at those shirts and help out the band. I've had my kids have been in the band since they were in sixth grade, and this year, my one daughter decided she didn't want to be in marching band. She's still going to be in band, but she didn't want to be in marching band. And I said, you know what? That's fine. I'm still going to the competitions, but I'm going without you.
We'll take her back.
And so we're just going to go and have some fun. And it is such a great thing, and it's a great program. And to see what they've done over the past few years to build this program back up to where it from where it was non-existent, really, just, what, 5 years ago? Six years ago?
Exactly.
And they're competing in marching band tournaments and everything of that nature. And the one of the best ways to get out and see the band and support the band is at football games, at halftimes of football games. So let's talk a little bit about your guys' field show this year.
Okay, well, our field show this year, we actually, at the very beginning, we had this little idea that we liked. Like, we could do a unique, fun show that had to do with Carbon County and trains and coal mines and all that type of stuff. And it just worked out that this year it's the 125th anniversary of the founding of Carbon County. And so we figured this was a good time to give this a shot. We've been actually compiling some thoughts and music together for the last 5 years for this show. So we're excited to finally bring it to pass. So the title of our show is Our Carbon County Home. And we are going to be featuring music that hopefully can honor our industry, you know, our heritage of the coal mining, the trains. So, I mean, we start off the show with I've Been Working on the Railroad, and we'll lead into a percussion feature entitled The Train. And then some of the other music we'll be performing will be like Blue Collar Man by Styx, Working in the Coal Mine, as recorded by DeVoe, and the Beatles' classic hit Hard Day's Night.
And you know what? And that's one thing that is really unique is that your whole show is themed. And get on out to the football games and enjoy these guys. Enjoy the football game, first and foremost. We want to support the football
Definitely.
Team. But go on out and see the band. The band does, they do such great things. And they've been working. When did you start working on this show? With the students and having everybody, putting it on the field and start working on it.
We started working on music with the students in May.
So they've been working on this show for the last 3 months, and they put just as much work into it as anything else out there. Get on out and enjoy the band and support the band, all right? Do that and just have a lot of fun. That's what these guys are. And the great thing about the band is these guys, when they go out and they travel and they go and do these field shows, they go to these competitions, they are really representing Carbon High School and Carbon County as a whole. So get on out and enjoy it and, you know, see what they're doing. And give them go and order a t-shirt. If you've got anything that you would be willing to give, they'd be willing to take, really. Help the band as much as possible. You know what? I try to as much as I can. And, I think I'm due to re-up again here really quick. So get on out there and give them a hand and just see what it is that they work on and how hard they work and all the work that these kids put into it. Because it really sometimes just goes unnoticed. I think. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but
the students work really hard all year round. Their biggest break, a lot of these band kids take is 3 weeks out of the entire year. You know, so they work hard. The students are great. So,
and they love it. They love performing in every parade. We do 7 parades during our season, as well as the competition shows. So, especially Days of 47, we just got back from doing that. What a great experience for these kids as people are yelling down the streets, you know, go Carbon, go Dinos. Carbon High is awesome.
It's hard to believe how many people out there are actually from Carbon County that don't live in Carbon County anymore.
That is so true.
It really is. You get out there and you get this exposure and there are all these people out there that, you know, and it's great. It's great. And thanks, you guys, for everything that you do. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Love doing it.
All right. Now, for more information on this and other KOAL ITV interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.